But I do want to say something about the sound skeptics that I've heard a lot from, especially in conjunction with working with Stan Courtney's Illinois Howl Sounds. The sound skeptics will say something like, if you didn't see the animal make the noise, you can't say what made it. And that's objectively true. But it's often the case that the sound skeptic is also the first to say, well, that's a coyote or that's a hog. And I'm not picking on the guy who just said that's a hog. I've heard that before about the East Central Ohio chatter thing. And you might notice there's kind of a disconnect in those two statements coming from the same person. You can't say what made the noise if you didn't see it, and yet they'll be very quick to say it's something they already know. And the reason they do that isn't because they, you know, they're illogical. It's because actually we do identify animals by the sounds that they make. When you hear a coyote howling in the distance, you're pretty sure that's a coyote. Now, it's possible there's a guy out there broadcasting a coyote sound, and he fooled you, right? I mean, so there really isn't a coyote out there. There's a man with a tape player playing it. But most of the time, when you hear something that sounds like a coyote, if you're in the right place to have coyotes, it's a coyote, right? Yep. So I want to take that general pragmatic sense that we all have. You hear a dog barking, you think there might be a dog around the corner. We have that pragmatic sense. Let's not throw that away. We're hearing things out in the woods, those of us who will go out there and go looking for it. We're hearing things, and our pragmatic sense tells us that's not a coyote. That's not a hog. You know, if I heard a coyote, I would say that's a coyote. Now, I can't prove that it's a Bigfoot because, you know, only God knows what it was that made the noise on that ridge that day or what made those whistles. But, you know, it's interesting. And so I don't disagree with what they're saying, that you can't really say what it is, but I don't want that to be used as an excuse not to research it. But I think it's an absolutely legitimate thing to research if you have an interest in it.